Welcome to Humble Bold, the podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Jesus, His Word, and His Church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble and bold ways. So our topic for today is how to be humble and bold when you are being refuted. Basically, when you're giving your well-thought-out ideas and someone is telling you, I don't believe that, and kind of dismisses you, just kind of wipes the table clean, you know, and just kind of pushes you off and or just assumes things about your view or gives you gives straw man arguments, whatever it is. There's a verse that's rattling around in my mind, and it's in James chapter 5, verse 7, and it just says, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord." And I guess the one thing I would say to you about what do you do when you're refuted? Just be patient. Don't get into the silliness and argue back. That we all know, when we learn by experience, that doesn't help. It doesn't really work. It just causes people to dig deeper, dig their feet in, kind of thing, and you know, not really listen to one another. So I would just say, just be patient. Try to listen. Pray as you're listening, as you're being refuted, as you're thinking, wow, this person doesn't care one thing about what I just said. They just want to tell me how wrong they think I am. And, you know, that's happened to me a lot in my life. Maybe it's because I don't have very good ideas. I don't know. Or maybe it's because I have really good ones and people just, you know, don't like them. Or maybe it's because I'm following the word. I don't know. I'm just saying. No, seriously, you don't want to be dismissive back to someone who's refuting you. You want to nod along and ask the Lord, like, what is true about what they're saying? You know, what should I take to heart in this moment right now? And it's interesting. Being refuted is different than just being disagreed with. Being refuted is where someone's actively trying to discredit your views, okay? And that's not easy to take. That's not comfortable. It's also not always a right thing to do, okay? Biblically, we're to refute, you know, error, of course. But if you're just coming up with, this is my idea, let's just say you're taking a biblical teaching and that's maybe going the way of the world, and people are saying, the Bible doesn't really say that. And you're making a case for this is why the Bible means what it says, and someone's refuting you. This is where I think to apply the be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. The Lord knows all this. He's been dealing with these kind of things for eons, okay? So just let it be. Let the Lord be Lord. Acknowledge Him as Lord. Don't get wrapped up into the silliness. And just rest your soul upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in that moment where you're feeling like, wow, I feel so dismissed or disrespected or whatever. Well, we deserve far, far worse. And you know how we say, well, someone asks, how are you doing? Oh, better than I deserve. Let's practice that. Let's practice that. Okay. So when you're being refuted, be patient. Just be patient. All right. Hope this will help you be a more humble and bold follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.